from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suicide car bombing in Baghdad. A suicide car bombing at a busy shopping area in Baghdad today has killed at least 75 people and wounded more than 130 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. A second deadly blast occurred in eastern Baghdad, killing at least one person and wounding several others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. The hostage crisis at a restaurant in Bangladesh's capital left 28 dead, including 20 hostages and 6 militants. Most of the radical Islamist attacks occurring in the moderate country have been claimed by Islamic State group or by al-Qaeda, but the government vehemently denies these jihadi groups have any presence in the country. Asaduzzaman Khan is the interior minister in Bangladesh.
I am telling you, all the Bangladeshi are against it. And definitely we shall uproot all the terrorists from Bangladesh. Thank you. You see, this is 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 a slogan. There is no existence of IS.
Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and a law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion. Therefore, the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
I am amazed that in the middle of the 21st century, we are suddenly being presented with somebody who, in a most arrogant way, have arrogated to themselves the right to say that they are Islamic State or they are Daesh. Who has given them this right? I am a Muslim. I don't recognize any such thing as an Islamic State. I mean, such as they have set up.
This is VOA News. In Pakistan, flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in a remote part of the Chitral district. Officials say a mosque and several homes were washed away in the flooding. Search, rescue, and relief operations are underway, but bad weather and washed-out roads are hampering the efforts. Some influential American lawmakers and other officials have begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict.
Pakistan is not at all sheltering anyone, and Pakistan is not aiding anyone, is not allowing its soil to be used for attacks across the border.
Relations between Washington and Islamabad have particularly deteriorated after the May 21st U.S. drone strike that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in Pakistan. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Mr. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and the suppression of human rights.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was pit in the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. Australians may have to wait a few more days to find out who will be in charge of the next government, as election results are still too close to call. Australia Conservative ruling coalition and opposition are running neck and neck so far in vote counting from Saturday's election, and neither side may have the seats to form a majority government. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today that he has every confidence his coalition had won the national elections and he will be able to form a coalition government. The United Nations Human Rights Council has condemned for the first time nations that block or restrict their citizens' internet access. A UN resolution calls for governments to improve internet access to citizens whose gender or disability might make it more difficult to gain access. The resolution says the rights people have offline must be protected online, in particular freedom of expression. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.